trash can, unmoved. At dawn, I wake alone with a start, crutch quietly with precision, like my first drive alone in the escort. The carpet foreboding as rush hour traffic, the furniture fierce as intersections, the tile sneaky as ice. Stepping so gingerly, my brace, sleep sweaty, does not move. My aluminum crutches lift up and up. We labor toward the kitchen. It takes 20 minutes, these 20-odd paces. All the bags shoved into the ugly can reek of decomposed chicken carcass, sanitary napkins, and other rank foodstuffs that cannot wait until the next collection. The can's belly is less than the width of the door, but how to move it? I can't heave it up anymore and march to the curb. It thuds when tapped at its base by a crutch's toe. It won't budge, and pain shoots down my back, down my leg. I live alone in an alley in a shitty apartment. 2 hours until pickup. 2 hours to get this can to the curb. Kicking with foot, shoving with knee, sliding with chair and crutch, I curse and cry and pop Vicodin and eat a granola bar. Frustration floods my pores, the sweet sweat I remember from childhood when Mom flipped flashcards for mathematics, sitting parallel to me on the hard dining room chairs. The trash can finally looms on the threshold's lip, ready to stumble down the stairs. I duct tape the lid so it won't spill in flight. Crutch cocked like shotgun, it leaps toward the ugly can, launches it with furious chutzpah down the steps, and there the plastic can lay unbroken at the bottom. Muscle spasms seize my back. Spent and beaten, I'm a young woman who witnesses what random accident can do to flesh and bone, who's patched together with medications, elastic, Velcro, metal, wires, hope, who's incapable of domestic chores so simple as taking out the trash. Later that morning, this young woman crutches 40 minutes from her handicapped spot in the closest parking lot to work, thinking of the trash can lying lifeless on its smooth, unscuffed belly on the cracked sidewalk, like the dead kitten she'd found after school by the curb in front of her home. She feels her sweaty, chafed armpits moan, wipes them with paper towel after taking 30 minutes to pee. Then she smiles at coworkers, says, "I'm fine. Thanks for asking."